You're listening to Real World News, Extractive Industries.
The dictatorship repressed our sons and daughters due to their political beliefs. Today we see how big transnational companies are repressing and displacing people from the countryside just because they are poor. This is what Nora Cortiñas, member and founder of Mothers Plaza de Mayo, said in an interview with Real World Radio at the first conference of the National Peasant and Indigenous Movement in Buenos Aires Province. This group of women, who have been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize for their struggle for the recovery of their families, disappeared during the military dictatorship that took place from 1976 to 1984, is a symbol of a country that never gives in. I hope we keep meeting to celebrate our victories, said Nora in an interview with Real World Radio. Her organization, which was born in the midst of a wave of repression with demonstrations outside governmental buildings, has managed to identify and give their identity back to tens of children kidnapped by military officers during the dictatorship, who were taken from their parents, who were later disappeared. She then made reference to her disappeared son, but also to the 30,000 men and women who suffered the same. In a way, they are my sons and daughters as well, she said. The military dictatorship and state terrorism didn't differentiate from the city or the different social sectors, said Nora. The activists highlighted the advances of Néstor Kirchner and Cristina Fernández administrations in terms of the trials against war criminals and the search for truth. And she made reference to the real security that the politicians are not addressing, that is, security in terms of rights, freedom of speech of the social movements and trade unions, security for the peoples and communities, and not only for businesses.
You're listening to Real World News.